Hello all, my name is Savannah Stone, and I own Versatile Solutions, a business operation and process management company focused on businesses that are having difficulty with scaling and maintaining. Within each episode, I will discuss different aspects that many business owners struggle with and hopefully give you the support you need to grow. There's a lot of business behind small business, so let's get to it. Part of growing your business is networking, right? You go to the events, you maybe join a local networking organization or the chamber, of which we will discuss in the future on how to find the right group for you, and you follow the process you think is the right one to follow. Truth is, there is no right way, or wrong way for that matter. Every business has a different path and a different type of business owner, so forging your own path is at the core of successful networking. In saying that, though, there are natural progressions with the evolution of the sale-building business. You go to a networking event, you gather cards, and you send follow-up emails. And hopefully, you've taken the time to listen to my previous podcast that outlined these steps. I'm certain you made a connection with someone who could be beneficial to you as you build your network. So let's get to that one-to-one and how to make it work for you. First, what's a one-to-one? Well, it's an opportunity to meet one person whom you want to be connected to. Sometimes these one-to-ones are over coffee, and sometimes they're a phone call. When you're first building your business, I highly suggest you meet as many people as you can face-to-face. It truly helps you bond and build trust. It's a good idea to master small talk and the art of making someone feel special. Use this time to truly get to know the person outside of who they are in the business world. Ask them about their personal life. Do they have kids? Do they live nearby? Do they have any hobbies? Whatever it is you can find in their answers that aligns with what you have in your life. Commonality is important to building trust. If you have something in common, it gives a person a sense that you're both in this together. Take the time to ask the person what inspired them to be in this field or to start their business. Everyone has a story, and showing you truly care about their story will make them feel special. Adversely, they may ask you about your backstory too, and this gives you the chance to give your brand the story it deserves. Story branding isn't just for marketing purposes. It's good for working your way through the networking world and giving people something to hang on to. If this person is someone you're hoping to land as a client, you could ask questions that start with, "How do your customers react to? How do you propose to? What is one thing you would improve to? Or what makes you choose X?" You may want to practice asking questions that are open-ended and elicit more questions, not just yes and no. Not only is that going to force the conversation to start and stop and start and stop, it won't get anywhere, and your one-to-one will fizzle. Again, if this person is a prospect, you met at a networking event, and you feel as though this person may engage, you can take the chance and ask questions about budget, who the decision makers are, and how decisions are made. If these questions don't feel right now, that's okay. Keep them in your back pocket for the next time you two meet. If this meeting is for a referral candidate or partner potential, you should position the questions a little differently. Ask them if they already have a relationship with someone in your field, and if they do, offer insight on how a relationship with you could be different. Remember, this is still the art of the sale, and referral partners act as our gatekeepers/wingmen to landing a client. This potential referral partner needs to know that you're a good wingman for them. Side note, some of the best referral partnerships I have are with others in the same field as I am. The reason why we aren't competition is because we're all slightly different from one another. Whereas one partner doesn't work with nonprofits, I don't work with large corporations, it makes us a good fit. Know that during this meeting, it's not all about you. This person didn't choose to have a coffee with you because of your sparkling personality, although I'm sure that helped. They want your help as well. So get that pen and notebook out and ask them who they want to be connected to. Do you know anyone they want an introduction to? I'm sure you do. If so, go ahead and offer to them an emailed introduction. Of course, before you introduce them, make sure you check with the person first to see if they would like that introduction. By showing them you're there to help them, they will be that much more motivated to help you. Side note, although it's always nice to have a one-to-one with someone, especially for the first time, this isn't an invitation to spend the whole day with them. It's not only unnecessary, it's not a good use of your time. Be sure to have a hard stop at no more than an hour, and let them know you have somewhere to be so that they know from the beginning, even if that place is in your office. The more referrals you send to this person, the more likely they will be to send referrals to you. And in the end, that's what a successful one-to-one produces. This is why we go to networking events and why we choose to further the conversation. By building that network, you've expanded your potential and hopefully earned yourself the perfect referral partner. Just remember, networking isn't about the close of a sale. It's about fostering relationships. These one-to-ones aren't one-and-dones. They're the first step in a very long conversation. You're building your network, which means you should plan another meeting with this person for a couple of months down the road before you both depart. This will ensure you always stay top of mind for them and vice versa. With every podcast, I will summarize the highlights of what you should take away each time. This will help you remember and retain the information I share, and hopefully, you'll be able to easily reach into your memory for these points when the opportunity presents itself. In saying that, be sure to set up your one-to-one the day after or the day you met this person. Continuing the conversation is important, so send a quick email thanking them for having met. Give them two options on when you can meet. When you do meet, elicit small talk by asking them about themselves, their personal lives, what they enjoy, and how they got into their field. You're building a relationship with someone, and it's important you know who they are beyond their professional selves. Gauge the conversation to see whether this person is hoping to become a client or just a referral partner, and ask the right questions to garner the right answers. During the meeting, ask them if they have referral requests, such as who they would like to be connected to. This person will become your gatekeeper or wingman. Show them you're willing to do that for them first. Lastly, know that this is not the last time you will or should be seeing this person. You're building a network, and that means you're fostering relationships. Plan another time to meet in the next couple of months so that this person knows you want to continue the conversation. I hope you enjoyed this stepping stone. Please visit my website to learn more about Versatile Solutions at www.versatilesolutions.com. Please subscribe for more podcasts on the business behind small business and find me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Have a happy one-to-one.